This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike DeTay along with Charlie Long and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, Saints sideline reporter, also our WWL digital content producer. And today he was in Baton Rouge covering LSU's Pro Day, Jeff Nowak. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
For sure, yeah. I made the long trek up I-10 and back in one piece, so that's always
right?
Good.
Man, you lucky, because, man, I've had to deal with that traffic. It ain't great. Not so much. And I always tell this to people, man, going to Baton Rouge or going to LSU in particular, there's always a new building going up somewhere. And everybody tells me, oh, LSU, man, they don't have no money. What? Who the hell's building them buildings then if they don't have money? So, man, you see it. It's like pops up like overnight. They building something. But LSU's Pro Day, and again, everybody's got one today as part of the process of it. And I'll get your take on this. Man, they made a big thing of it on television about how athletic and how a good receiver Mason Taylor was. Well, okay, I've watched him for 3 years. It don't take to go to the Pro Day to figure that one out, but he is so smooth. Everything he does as a runner, as a receiver, the way he finds that open spot downfield, if it's in zone or man coverage, he finds it. And man, I'm a big fan of Mason Taylor, and I'll never forget when he committed to LSU, this was under Coach O. And so I asked Coach about him, and he was like, hey, he got pedigree, and he's a big dude. And he's right. But, man, to see him out there today kind of solidifies everything we've seen for 3 years.
Yeah, so he did not participate in the on-field work. That was only Kyron Lacy, Josh Williams, and then a few other receivers. And Garrett Nussmeier threw. He had his own throwing session today, which was kind of strange because it's not his pro day, but it was very much his throwing session. We could talk more about that. But, yeah, Mason, 40-yard dash, 4.6. I think it was a 4.65 officially for LSU from them. I had him at about that time on my kind of hand timer. But what stood out to me is, like, yeah, you talk about Mason, and he's so smooth, and he's fast, he's athletic. But what really impressed me today, he put up 28 reps on the bench press at 225, which, for a tight end, that's a big number. And he did it smooth. Like, you see some of these guys, they get into the 20s, and they're reaching. You know, those last four or five reps, you could probably, like, you might not even count them. He was clean all the way through, like, 25. He'd struggled maybe on the last few. And because that's the question to me. It's not whether he can run routes. It's whether he can hold up physically at the NFL level, because he's not the biggest frame for a tight end that you've ever seen. But you have to be able to compete as a blocker. And I was just impressed with the strength he displayed there, because that's going to be the first question he has to answer to get on the field as a rookie.
It was so funny. I got to talk to Brad Davis, the offensive line coach, in the offseason. I told Brad, before the start of last season, I said, hey, just tell Mason just to get in their way, okay? Just kind of shield them off. Learn how to be an angle blocker. You don't have to crush a guy. That's not what you're asking him to do. He was laughing. He was like, man, you repeating what I'm telling him. So I think, man, you can see his niche in a certain offense, and he's going to be a nightmare mismatch for anybody downfield because of his size, his length, and maybe he kind of guides you that maybe he's not the fastest or the quickest guy, and he is. And so he kind of catches you a little bit off guard because of the way he's built at the tight end position. He's a tall, skinny guy, is what you were trying to say. He's got that thin build, and that's there. The other guy that, man, I got a ton of calls about, maybe because I saw him a lot in high school from scouts that are kind of cross. Maybe there were Pac-10 or Big Ten scouts and looking at SEC guys today, is Savion Jones. Savion, when he was at St. James High School, right up the road from where I live, he was in the teens. I think when he graduated, he probably was 218, 219, somewhere in that range. Really good basketball player, great athlete, but he sort of has bounced around the LSU defensive line. He's played as a 4-3 defensive end. He's played as a 4-3 defensive tackle, a 3-4 defensive tackle, a 3-4 defensive end. He is a really good athlete. His chase down skills are really good. He's got some weight on him now that he can hold the edge very well in run support. And I think he's going to end up being one of those picks late in day two or very early in the third day. And he's a guy that I know he's going to give you everything he's got out on the field. So I think he'll end up being most likely a third round pick. If he bleeds, it'll be very early into round four.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think somewhere in day two would be where I would look for Savion. He didn't do a ton today. I think he feels comfortable with where he's at in this process. He ran the 40, and he ran a 4.74, which for a defensive end is a really, really good time. One thing I can say, so Brian Young is the Saints' assistant defensive line coach. He was out there today. He was leading defensive line drills. I'm sure they've taken some time. They've talked to him. So they definitely got a good look at kind of the athleticism. You don't send one of your defensive line coaches out there unless you're looking at the defensive lineman. And, you know, whether it's Braden Swinson or one of these other guys, Paris Shan maybe, you know, those are the guys they're looking at. So we'll have to see.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Braden Swinson is the guy. Pete Jenkins about this. Like, what, you didn't know how to use him? He was like, Mike, I'm shocked as anybody. Because before the start of last season, a couple of assistant coaches at LSU had told me, hey, the guy to watch is Braden Swinson. Man, he's made really great progress as a football player. And it's his move, counter move, to get off of a defensive lineman. I don't know if he did any work today. I didn't see, because I was watching on television. I didn't see him work out. But he's another guy that I think teams will want to watch because of his ability to get after the quarterback. And he would get out of that stance so fast. And then now he developed good hand movement. And I think he's another guy that'll end up going in day two.
Yeah, you know, I feel like LSU kind of has that reputation of, you know, that you have these defensive linemen who maybe didn't produce at the college level the way you wanted to see, but then get to the NFL and become kind of star players. You know, Danielle Hunter always stands out to me as a guy who didn't really produce in college, but you could see it, you know, the physicality, the makeup was there, and it was just a matter of kind of unlocking it. I kind of see Braden Swinson as one of those guys. I do want to mention, you know, the guy who starred today, you know, because like you mentioned, a lot of these guys didn't work out. A guy who did all of the drills and just blew away every single drill was Josh Williams,
yep.
A guy that I never really thought of as an elite athlete. You know, like you see him out there and he's kind of this hardworking, you know, grinded out player. He goes out there, he does a 42-inch vertical leap, which, you know, you can argue, hey, sometimes with the 40-yard dashes, it's like, oh, yeah, they're running downhill with a tailwind, right? Like, you're getting a very generous time. You can't fake a vertical leap. He's done 42 inches. That would have been second at the combine had he been invited. Then he goes and runs a 4.45 in the 40, which I didn't see that coming. And then, you know, 23 reps for a running back on the bench press is pretty elite. It helps because he has shorter arms. He doesn't have to go quite as far. But, you know, I just think, you know, for Josh, he put a lot of work in to get to this point. He said when he started training a couple months ago, he was at 36 inches on his vertical leap. So he's put 6 inches on his vert. He said he had never jumped higher than 40 prior to today. So there was definitely some adrenaline going on. But, you know, I don't know where he's going to land in terms of NFL interest, whether he's maybe a late round pick, a seventh round pick, or a UDFA. But when you put up numbers like that at your pro day, people are going to pay attention. People are going to take notice, and that's all you can do if you're Josh. And it's for a guy like that, it's impossible to root against him. He's just a guy you want to see have success because he works so hard. He's already got 2 degrees from LSU. He was talking today about going back and potentially getting a third because he just loves school so much. So I thought it was cool to see him go out and do that today.
Man, to think he was a walk-on at LSU. And right. If we had more time, I would tell the story about that. But the thing with him is he came to one of our camps, not last year, but the year before. And, man, I told him, I said, man, I'm so proud of you and what you've been able to accomplish. And he looked at me and he was like, hey, Coach, I'm going to tell you something. He said, they keep throwing them at me, and I keep throwing them back. And so this year I got to meet him right before the start of the 2024 season. And I said, you still throwing them back? And he started to laugh. He said, I think we might have a guy here that I might have to make room for. And it was Caden Durham. And so he was right. He was a good evaluator on that. But, man, think of all these 4- and 5-star backs they've thrown at Josh, kept beating them. Now, this year he had to share that time with Caden, who is, you could tell, he's a tremendous football player. But I agree with you. Man, you see his hustle, his desire, his instincts as a runner, and he just keeps pounding at you. And he's a really good receiver coming out the backfield. I think that's something people maybe better take hold of because he can do that at the NFL level.
Oh, no, I agree. And he looked good in the throwing session with Garrett. Like I mentioned, it was interesting to watch Garrett Nuss go out there because, you know, it's not his pro day, right? But he went out there, and so you had
Chris Hilton,
yeah, Chris Hilton and Aaron Anderson as well and a couple other guys. So they basically threw an entire roster out there so that Garrett could get a legitimate throwing session a year early in front of scouts. I just thought that was an interesting decision because I remember a few years back when Jaden was throwing after his junior year to Kayshawn Booty and a couple other guys who were out there, but they didn't do that. They didn't make it a throwing session for Jaden. So I just thought it was interesting that they gave Nuss that opportunity to get out there early because I'm sure, you know, a lot of these scouts are out there. They want to get a look at him because he's going to be a guy that you have to take a long look at in the next draft class. So I thought that was cool for him to get kind of that advanced screening today.
Yeah, it's one of those previews because we know who they play game one in Clemson.
Right.
And we know it'll be quarterback for both of them. That other guy, man, he's pretty doggone good too. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and insights.
Sounds good, y'all. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter and also our WWL digital content producer.